Already rolling, y'all. What's good? It's your boy Silver. I'm back again for another episode of Silver Rides. Silverview. This is a Silverview. Today's episode is going to be real special. I'm about to have a real special guest. I'm going to be having Jalen Billups join the show. There he go right there. About to tap in with the homie right quick and talk everything good and see what he got going on, man. So
join the love, and let's get this thing cracking. It's Sunday, and we got a real good episode. What's good, man?
Shit, what's going on with it? What's up, man?
I can't call it, man. I'm chilling. How you feeling, dog?
Sure, I'm good. I just got out the gym myself, so, yeah, I'm good now.
There you go. You motivated me. I need to get my ass back in there, man. But, shit, if y'all don't know, I am live right now with Jalen Billups right quick. You feel me? This is a very... I'm honored. I'm going to say this first and foremost. I'm honored to have you on the show, dog, because if you don't even know, man, you kind of helped me out a little bit in my college days with making this seem like, okay, I know a hooper a little bit in the college game. But, man, how you been since then, man?
Man, I've been good. Just steady going, man. I really can't complain, man. God has blessed me beyond measure. So, yeah, man, I'm good.
That's good, man. That's good. He has definitely he got through 2020 for sure. That's a blessing for everyone who made it out, you know. Yeah, man. But I'm really excited to get into this because for people who don't know you, which is very few, you are definitely a hooper who did his thing overseas as well as over here in Cincinnati, man. Just jumping into it because I do want to wear the journalist hat. How did you start with the hoop game, man? Like, how did hooping become, like, your love?
Man, like, just growing up, I was in that Bulls era. So Michael Jordan, he's the real reason that I got started. Just, like, watching him, it just made me, like, just fall in love with the whole game and whatnot.
MJ?
So that's okay. The reason I got started with basketball.
Okay. And so, like, you just, like, a couple years older than me. So I think you're 28, right?
Yeah.
So I'm honored to say that, too, because I was into, like, more the 2000s. But for sure, when I saw Jordan, man, it was like the it was the Wizards Jordan, you know, the Jordan that we really don't like to talk that much about. But
yeah.
Jordan ahead of the field. Jordan took he threw it. Whoa.
It was now you actually answered two questions right there. So would you put MJ over LeBron?
MJ. MJ. Okay. Not even close, MJ.
Damn, man. He didn't MJ. Think. Is it for the fact that he just, you know what I'm saying, he was the original? Like, if it wasn't for him, there wouldn't be no Brown. Like,
man, MJ was the blueprint. A lot of people don't realize it, but the thing, like, I'm not downplaying LeBron at all. Like, what LeBron is doing is amazing. Like, he is a freak of nature. Like,
yeah.
But when it comes to just, like, if you got LeBron in a room full of killers, say, like, you got him, Jordan, Kobe, who else? Grant Hill before he got injured, McGrady.
Facts.
Do you think that, like, shoot, freaking, I would take you, Bernard King. Do you think that this dude is actually going to, like, show out? You think he's going to win that? Absolutely not. I don't think
Damn.
So. Like, it's just, like, it's a different beast. Like, I know he's the greatest all-around player of all time. I'm not even knocking that. But if it comes down to, like, somebody who's going to lead, I need Jordan. Like, his aggression, like, towards the game, his approach to the game is what made him so, like, he thought he didn't need any help. Like, he could get it done himself. And
facts.
You got people like Shaq who were scared of Jordan. Like,
damn.
You don't hear too many people saying that, oh, I'm scared of LeBron and stuff like that. They just respect him too much, which, I mean, I understand. But nah, Jordan was a whole different beast. I'm sorry. It's Jordan.
You just flat out saying Jordan was that killer. Bron couldn't rob a bank with you. That's what you're saying. You couldn't just rob.
Look, you can see, like, so many people's game, like, Jordan's game is so many people today. Like, they'll say it's Kobe, but in reality, they got it from Jordan. Like,
that's true.
Come on. Like,
Kobe even said MJ it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Durant they said it as well. So, like, trust me, it's Jordan for me.
I respect that, my dog. Hey, I respect the man who definitely stand on his word, and that's definitely what I was in. So, I'm all in on that, my guy. Can I ask you, my dude, man, do you remember the first time, like, you dunked on someone? Like, legit dunked on somebody. Like, do you remember
eighth
that
grade.
Shit?
Eighth grade. I got,
He probably cried.
It was crazy. Like, in warm-ups, I was trying to dunk, and I couldn't do it. And it was crazy. I got hit in the eye to, like, possession before. And then out of nowhere, like, it was a fast break. I just came down. Like, I was already mad. I just jumped and just went for it. I'm like, what just happened? Dunked it.
Damn, those days.
Man, after I couldn't even dunk anymore, I was like, bro, what is it? Like, what's going on? You know, like, I was so upset. So, but yeah, eighth grade was the first time I did that.
That's what's up, man. And for people who don't even know that you've been, you know what I'm saying, doing this damn near your whole life, basically, the start. Growing up in Cincinnati, we see a lot of people. I came up here back in 08, 09, and I saw the transition just being like seeing the difference of athleticism from the South up here. So you could probably answer this question way more easier than me knowing it. Can you name like three like dead, like hardcore Cincinnati like ballers out here that you'd be like, yeah, them niggas are some dogs? And then we could talk about from back in the day until in today's time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So we talking about like just all around, cause like
yes,
you can't just say just one. All right, so I'm gonna take it back a little bit. My big bro James Dews out in Lakota.
Okay.
Shoot. Also, my boy Aaron Thomas is another one.
Okay.
Who else? It's plenty of them. Like you can't just name three. Like it's it's so many like Cincinnati legends. Look, James Millen.
Okay.
Yancey.
Look. Unless a Yancey Gates.
Hey, like, man. You got so many.
And Yancey got a legendary right hook. I know you remember that.
As he takes a shot at Kenny Freeze, as you'll see it right here, spot shadowed, and he gets him directly in the face, cuts Freeze wide open.
Yancey just keep on going strong. That's my guy, though. But, yeah, no, like,
sure.
It's plenty of people. Like, it's a lot of people don't know. It's, like, so many hoopers out of Tennessee. My boy Samaje. Freaking Devin that's over in China playing right now. Devin Williams. Who else? Jordan Crawford. It's plenty of hoopers out of city that a lot of people wouldn't know about. So
bro, I'm trying to think of the one dude who disrespected the guy with the Lachlan. And he's from North College Hill, and he's disrespect the fuck out of Lachlan. It was from back in the day before I went there. And it's this famous ass video. Someone can know what I'm talking about. Please help me out. But he played in NBA, bro. Mayo.
OJ. OJ and Bill. OJ and Bill, too.
Yeah, man. Yep. I never forget when OJ, like, ripped off damn sign off. They said, this is Lachlan house. And he said, nah, bro, this is my house. After dunking on someone. Hella disrespectful.
OJ was off. Like that's probably dog. One of the OGs of Cincy for sure. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He's a dog, bro. That's what's up, man. What are three things that you would say are like you would be proud to say, yeah, I'm glad I'm from Cincinnati because of this?
Three things proud to say. I guess so, like Cincinnati is more so a football like city, I would say that. So just coming out of it, just like being one of those guys. Come from the inner city. It's not like big, like it's not very publicized like a Cleveland or Columbus type city.
Yeah,
I'll say just like making it out of there and actually, you know, going the professional route, like being like just a homegrown kid. I was happy about that. Just like beating the statistics, like they'll put on you. Like a lot of people just saying, "Oh yeah, you ain't gonna mount to this. You'll be in prison. You might be dead." This and that, like just like being around the right like crowd, like really molded me to the man I am today. So I'm not like with all that like shenanigans and whatnot.
Yeah.
So just like having that like those right people around you to help like shape and form you into the best person you can be. And then three, I will say, I don't know, like. I guess, like, just being from Cincinnati, just, like, that alone. Because, like I said, it's not too many people that come from there. So, like, saying, oh, yeah, I'm from Cincy. It's not, like, a big, like, place like a L.A. or Chicago or something like that.
Yeah.
Being able to, like, have your name out there and you're like, no, I'm from Cincinnati and stuff like that. That alone, like, it does a lot for me.
Respect, my guy. And then, for the fact that you are from Cincinnati, I could you said it earlier, this is more of a football city for the fact that back in the day, you know, they did have the Royals, which is now the Kings. And I was asking my homie back in the day, do you think they would ever come back to the city of Cincinnati, like the Sacramento Kings? You think any team would ever come back?
I mean, like, I hope so, really. Like, it would be, that's a big thing for Cincy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we struggling with my Bengals and my Reds, so I'm not even going to touch on that right there. But,
yeah, I didn't bring them up, bro.
But, no, like, if we get, like, an NBA team, like, I mean, Cincy is, like, one of those up-and-coming cities already. So, you get an NBA team down here, oh, my gosh, it's going to be so lively.
It'll be juicing. It'll be popping.
I know they're trying to work on it. Like, NBA is working on expanding. Like,
yeah.
Look, I hope they expand it because, like, it would definitely bring much more life to the whole city. And I would love to see that and be a part of it as well. So,
hell yeah, bro. True story, my nigga. I'm just keeping it real. I got to be a buck 50 with this. The first time I ever had an interaction with you, I was, like, it was probably the first week of, like, freshman year 2013, man. And my homie Kaylin, he could confirm this, bro. Y'all were out doing y'all, like, you know what I'm saying, basketball stuff, just walking in the newbies. And we were at the football or the soccer field. And we was out there, and y'all were just, like, you know what I'm saying, I think y'all was talking about the school, and y'all were handing out shirts. Like, y'all were throwing out shirts in there and now and then. The last big-ass XL shirt that y'all handed out, it was like, who wanted? And you threw it. But it was like, I was right in front of you. You was like, hey, and he just handed it right to me. And I was like, ah, bro, cool as hell, bro. Like, you probably don't remember that. I was like, he cool as hell. He just gave it to me. Like, he was like, man, what about me? I was like, yeah, I feel certified. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, my man, Jalen Bubs, I appreciate you. I still got that big ass shirt. I barely wear it, but it's like hella huge, bro. Hella huge, my nigga.
Bro, I'm like, dang, it's an XL. I looked at it, bro. I'm like, I can't fit this. Let me just get this off real quick.
Bro, that's what I'm like, man. You cool dude, bro. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just that alone, and being for real, I could honestly say this. You were honestly one of the realest dudes on the team. Not saying y'all the homies on the team weren't like that, but like you were like one of like if I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? You like, what's up, bad? Like you would take time like dap people up and like just talk to people in the studio unit. Like that's why I always remembered about you. So I really appreciate this. Like I said again, but getting back into the questions because this is what I like to try to do on a Sunday. Man, what is your starting five? Like your all time dream team starting five? You already mentioned Jordan. So we got that out the way. As he could probably be the two, starting the shooting guard. You know what I'm saying?
Starting the two guard. So I'm gonna I'm gonna go with Magic at the point.
Okay.
Then go ahead, give me Kareem at center.
Okay.
Power forward. I'm gonna go with Tim.
Got to.
And then the three. I want to go with LeBron, but I mean you already got Magic, so I'm just like. I guess I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna go with LeBron on that one. I'm gonna go with LeBron.
Y'all tall as hell.
But at the same time, look, like I got Shaq coming right behind Kareem at that sixth spot, though.
Damn, that's unfair, man. That's just crucial, bro. Ain't no one scoring.
No, like I got Shaq coming in at that sixth spot just because it's like Shaq the most dominant of all time, but it's a reason Kareem is the all time leading scorer. So he's the GOAT. Even though we only had that debate that Jordan, LeBron, and Kobe and stuff like that, like technically,
they're disrespectful. Is, yeah, you hit the head on the head. They're disrespectful to that guy with the goggles, man. You ain't lying. Man, growing up, I think you answered this earlier. I just want to make sure because, you know what I'm saying, got to edit it right. Was Chicago the team you wanted to play for, or who was the team you always wanted to play? That was Chicago? Okay.
Bulls.
Okay.
Bulls.
Damn. Okay.
Man, that. They intro alone got me hyped. Like, you just hear the running of the Bulls. You just like, hold up, yeah. Man. Like, oh, let me go ahead and get out here. You feel me? So, yeah, it was the Bulls for me.
You definitely appreciate that documentary they dropped last year. I can tell, man. Man, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. The best part of quarantine, I swear. It was the absolute for sure. Best. I'm just like, man. Just seeing, like, seeing everything that, like, you watch, like, on the outside. Like, so... With me, I used to watch all the, like, just Bulls stuff, like,
yeah,
just studying Jordan's game and stuff like that. So, just, like, seeing how he interact and just seeing it in the Daco, like, series, it was just like, man.
My nigga had his own office in the locker room, dog, handing out tickets to his teammates. Damn.
But, like, everybody knew, like, everybody heard the story that, like, Jordan is Jordan, that he a-hole this. I'm like, man. Like,
look what he got.
But he won. Like, he had to be that. So, yep. Like, everybody, like, hating on him. Like, that's that soft shit for me. I can't. like for me, like I need you to get on me. That's how I know you like truly care. I'm sorry. Yep. So like, and he wanted it that much. That's what like his passion for the game is what made me like love it so much. I'm like, man, I don't care. You could be a a-hole all you want. You can't like say you can't dispute 6-0. You can't dispute that.
You can't, bro. And you know the old heads gonna always hold us to us. And I'm gonna consider myself still kind of young, even though I just hit 26. But I'm old now. I got the fake beard, so it's like I'm trying my best to get this shit going to where I like. You gotta respect Jordan at a sense, like what you just said. LeBron is the new millennium GOAT, but at the same time, Jordan did it. Like he took a break. You know what I'm saying? People want to say he did that, but he came back and he did the same damn thing. 3-0, back to back 3-0.
Man, like three-peat twice. Like, man, come on.
And dropped one of the dopest movies of all time. Space Jam is to this day, bro. I don't know how Space Jam 2 going to top it, but hey, we'll see. We'll see, man.
The homie Endo, man.
Endo. Endo.
If you aren't watching football on a Sunday, you should definitely be watching Silver Rides on YouTube. And if not on YouTube, on IGTV when it's live. Every Sunday, Silver Rides will be hitting the streets of 2021. New interviews, new car, new topics, you name it. Every Sunday, Silver Rides on your screen. Subscribe on YouTube and look forward to seeing us on all platforms.
Silver Rides, real deal.
We already rolling.
Hey, you already rolling.
Silver Rides, we already rolling, baby.
Chocolate!
This is a great interview. This is legendary.
Right now, like, you are in the sports, just like I could talk about it all day now, but I'm not. But just saying for the fact that, you know, sports have great leaders and, you know what I'm saying, leaders are coached. So I always want to, you know what I'm saying, throw in this kind of corny question because it felt like it's the perfect time. Who was your coach in life? And it could be, you know what I'm saying, your basketball coach. It could be anyone. Who was that person that literally, like, coached you through life to get you to where you are today?
I would have to say my high school coach, Thomas Owens. He the one who, like, he pushed me to the whole different level. So,
word.
Like, I know, like, coming up, like, I always had this notion that I was just, like, the lazy kid just because I was bigger. And I'm like, I hated when people called me lazy. I hated it so much just because, like, I would play at a certain pace. And I'm like, yo, don't call me lazy. So it would fire me up. Yeah. And I honestly, like, it was intimidating, like, with him because, like, he somebody my size and bigger than me, like, known all throughout the city. And it's just, like, intimidating. He pushed me a whole different level, and like we respected each other so much. Like I still talk to him to this day. Like we're like this still to this
respect.
Day. Like I remember, like my transition coming in as a freshman, I was like intimidated. By the end of my senior year, like I was so passionate, but he didn't got me to a point where I was so passionate. I started barking back at him. I'm like, I ain't doing this. Like I'm pushing myself. Like I'm like not afraid, like to stand up and stuff like that. So like him. Like just seeing everything like he did in life, from being like a Cincinnati police cop to coming after work and coaching me and stuff like that, pushing me even when I was in college as well, like just preparing me for that whole like college ordeal and whatnot, like that, like it's like that resonated a lot. Like it went a long way for me. Like it definitely helped me a lot. Like helped me in so many different aspects of life. Just like. Not showing emotions at the right time, keeping your nose down to the grind, and just like really like pushing yourself beyond your whole limits. Like they say, you got a limit, you got to go like even further than that. So that like him like he that was that guy for me.
That's real deal, Holyfield, man. Shout out to Coach T for that, man. He definitely did his part. And I gotta brag real quick just on you because I'm gonna brag on you probably like I think the last 2 years of when I went to Northern. You average like you led the team in points. It was like almost to a 13 points a game, and then like when you went overseas, like it changed, bro. Like you got way better, bro. You was like almost 22 points a game, 8 boards a game. Would you ever like get back into it? Are you in the midst of like say, hey man, f this, I'm about to go back and ball. Like, well, are any NBA aspirations for you, my guy? Because I'm not lying, like the numbers don't lie.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, honestly, NBA aspirations, they never die. So I will continue to work on it as, like, I'm still, like, pursuing this whole professional, like, basketball, like, journey or whatnot. So that, that's never out the window. As for, like, just getting better and stuff like that, it was more so just a confidence thing. For me, I'm, like, a confidence player. Like, if you allow me to just, like, play freely, you're going to get the best of me at all times. Like, I'm not afraid to, like, dribble it. I'm not afraid to shoot it. But if you, like,
I can do all this stuff.
But I could do all these things. But if you don't give me the confidence that I can't do it, then it's just, like, in my mind, over time, I'm not going to be able to, like, I feel like, oh, dang, I can't do this and this and this. And I'm like, what is wrong with my shot? It's more so, like, a confidence thing. So, like, once I got out of college, I say, like, I got way more confidence. I'm like, dude, I can do this. Like, I can –
yeah.
I can do this, like, with the help from my my big bro Headache. Like, he helped me out as well. Like, he helped me with my shot. He helped me with just, like, the littlest things. My also my one of my senior coaches, Coach Ragland, he helped me as well. Like, those two right there helped me, like, with just, like, transitioning my game to that next level. So I say them two right there, they helped me go a long way getting the confidence in my shot, my dribbling, and everything.
Respect, my guy. And was Northern your first pick, like, to go at for school?
It actually wasn't.
What was your first pick?
So,
man?
Out of high school, I wanted to go to Duquesne. I wanted to go there so bad.
Okay.
I wanted to go to Duquesne. So it was crazy. Like, I was waiting for that offer all the way up to my senior year. Because, like, junior year, I was, like, starting to come on the map, but then senior year, I just exploded. Like, I started bringing schools in to little old Schroeder and whatnot. Like, a lot of people didn't know. I was like, man, who is this kid? Like, he can play now. Like, so my biggest thing, like, always, like, as much as I hate, like, Pittsburgh, like, Steelers and Pirates and whatnot, like, Duquesne was the one school that I was like, I really want to go there. I just like that city and stuff like that. Like, A-10, like, I just felt like that was, like, the best position for me. And I started getting recruited by them, and, like, they took somebody over me, and I was just like, you know what, okay. So it was a lot of stuff that went into that, and then Eastern Michigan, Bethune-Cookman were okay. Some other ones. I really wasn't, like, on the big, like, I wasn't, like, a whole high-profile player at the time.
Yeah.
Like, I started getting, like, these, like, this recognition late on. So I was just like, yeah, no, I kind of want to go to a small school and just show out from there. And, like, that's when the Northern, I'm like, well, it's right across the river.
Yeah.
I could show out here and stuff like that. I could do what I could do and go from there. So that's pretty much, like, how that happened.
Hell yeah, bro. That's dope as hell. And I feel like it actually helped you way more better because some people don't think about it. Like, if you go to, like, a bigger market, you may not get that opportunity that you may get compared to a small market. And then, like, with you being 2 years older than me, when I got there, it was my freshman year in 13. That was their first year going D1. Like, they already done had a school established and stuff like that. They just started hitting the market. So it was perfect time for you to shine, bro. Like, you did the damn thing right on time. It was all on timing.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man, for sure.
We are, I'm just keeping it real. We black, so we love music. And that's not a stereotype. It's the truth. Mm-hmm. We damn near made it. What would you say are some music inspirations or anything that hyped you up during your time? Whether it be like tribulations or just like getting ready for the game or anything like that, bro?
So, like, I've gone through so many different transitions, like, with music. So, for me, like, it really just depends on my mood. So, sometimes I can listen to, like, The Sideline Story by Cole and get hyped.
Okay.
Other times I can listen to, freaking Michael Jackson. Like, this dude, a lot of people Give In to Me, like, that electric guitar on it, oh man.
Okay.
Like, it sent me, like, to a whole different place.
Quick.
Like,
quick, not then, even thinking, not even, man, thinking. What's the best Michael Jackson album of all time? Not even thinking.
Thriller.
To you.
Thriller. Thriller.
Thriller. I'm sorry for interrupting. I just had to get that question out the way.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's Thriller, and then the close second is Bad.
Okay, word. Man, people try to play MJ because of, you know, the stuff that he did, bleaching his skin, man, you know what I'm saying, having the baby over the balcony and all that other crap. But dog, put that aside. And this man is the GOAT, like you said, with MJ. That's the other he's the other MJ. Like, fact, they had the commercial. It's on YouTube. This dude was he's the epitome of music, bro. It didn't matter, bro. It wouldn't be no Chris Brown without him. Oh my God. Yeah.
This is a whole, like, bro, look, don't get me started on that. I'm gonna just say this. Like, everybody's like, we're in this whole era where it's like, cancel this person, cancel that. But I'm like, dude, like, they'll hear about these celebrities doing this, this, and that. And I'm like, well, shoot, you know people that done did this, this, and that. You still ain't canceled them either.
They be at the Thanksgiving dinner.
Man,
I'm just like,
at this point, I'm like, y'all realize, like, ain't nobody in this world is perfect. Like, we all have, like, skeletons in our closet. Now, with that being said, I'm not saying what they did was wrong, right or wrong or whatnot. I'm just saying, like, we are all human. And who am I to judge? Last time I heard, like, it's only one man that can judge us, and that's, like, the Holy Father. So, yeah, like, I'm like, stop all this judging and stuff like that. Like, you can...
Respect.
Like, you can hear somebody's story, but at the same time, were you truly there? That's it, you know?
Preach, bro. That's actually the knowledge a lot of people need to hear, and I'm glad you said it right here on the show, bro. This is so such a basic question, but I feel like it's also hitting the heart. How did sports help you in life? You know, people say it gave you discipline, it gives you patience. How did it help you in your life, my man?
Man, it helped me deal with adversity. So, like, the way I look at it, like, it taught me patience to a certain degree, discipline as well. But adversity is going to be different parts. Like, you could be down 10 points in the game, and still you got to find, like, and everything's going wrong for you, or it's just like you have a bad shooting night. Like that situation could resonate to, damn, you on your last few dollars, or oh, moms that just went to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You late on rent, like, you don't know where you about to stay. Mm-hmm. It can resonate to that. Like, you got to learn how to, like, face adversity, like, head on, not like run away from it, but just face, like, you know what, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna get this done. Like, it helped me, like, really, like, adjust to that and actually face it instead of, like, stray away from it.
Respect, bro. I really do love that question, that answer, man. And overseas, just help me out with this overseas, man, because you was out there in New Zealand, correct?
I was in New Zealand, Australia four times, Taiwan, United Kingdom, Morocco. Yeah, I was in a few places, man.
He definitely got his passport, y'all. I mean, for real. Okay, out of all those places, I just ain't written down. I did not know all those places. Out of all those places, man, what was the dopest places for you, man, just to be like, yo?
Perth, Australia.
Really?
Perth, Australia. It was okay. I went there twice, and, like, it was probably one of the, like, some of the better years of my life. Like, I enjoy, like, I still got, like, I say that's my second home, basically, because I'd have made so many, like, friendships out there that's, like,
word.
Like, oh, my gosh, it's just a beautiful place, man. Like, I love it out there.
Damn, bro. So, when you retire, when you get old and gray, where do you want to live at, like? The America that we live in right now look pretty shady right now, but hey, it's still home. Where would you want to retire and just lay your head at night at the end of the day and be comfortable, bro, when you get old?
I can't even say. Like, I want us to, like, I could see myself staying in Cincy, but, like, when you see so much of the world, you just like, I don't know. Like, I can see myself in the Midwest as well. Shoot. Hell, I could see myself in New Orleans for real, because, oh.
Hey.
Man.
True story, like, Bill. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna let you finish, man. My granny from the South too, and she always said people who go to New Orleans, especially the men, it's cool. Go down there, have fun. Don't drink. Don't eat the spaghetti though. Don't eat that spaghetti, bro. Go ahead.
Look, like the way the women down there set up. Oh my God! And it's not even a lust thing right here, but
it's facts,
man.
They Creole.
Man, the way, like, let one of these women, like, hey, how you doing, baby? I'm like, oh, man, like, meet me at the altar at that point. Like, what's up? Like, let's just go ahead and skip all the BS. Like, come on,
oh,
like, what's
my
up?
Goodness. Okay, then. Hey, man, this is truly hilarious, bro, because you won't get this. And I'm sorry to say like this, but some people won't get this and they just don't understand it. Like, you human at the end of the day. And that's really why I love doing this, man. I love talking to people who, and I'm just going to keep it real, bro. You a big stature in some people's eyes, bro. That blue check mean a lot to some people. And it's like, I know you ain't that kind of person, but it's like, bro, it's just what it is. But they look at that and they get mesmerized, but they don't remember this guy's a fucking human being. So this is like, this is why I love having down to earth conversations, man. And I ain't going to hold you, bro, because it's Sunday. It's probably nice as hell, bro. You got other shit to do. So I'm going to just ask you these last couple questions and let you go. And, you know what I'm saying? Just give it to me as honest as you can, bro. What do you want to be remembered for?
What do I want to be remembered for? I want to be remembered for, like, I want to be that guy that, like, motivates people to know, like you can do anything you want, like, as long as you have faith and you actually put the work in. Like,
okay.
I want to be one of those people, like, who persevered through, like, all the obstacles that was thrown his way. I want to be remembered as that person. And then just, like, a person that everybody gravitates towards, whether it's for wisdom or just, like, positive energy. Like, that, something like that. That's all I really want.
And that's something we need, especially with the life that we are in, brother. I love that. And then advice. What advice would you have for the young hoopers? Say, like, 10 years old, they got the same dreams that you had. Or just even say, like, you talking to a 10-year-old Jalen Billups. What is the advice or the advice that you would give that person?
Man, like, look, get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Damn.
So, like, basically push yourself to a point where you feel like you're about to pass out. Because in reality, more than likely, you ain't going to pass out, but push yourself beyond your limits because it's going to make you stronger at the end. It's going to prepare you in so many different facets of life, whether you're on the court or you in just like this real life. Like, it's going to help you in so many different facets of life. I say just, like, push yourself till you can't push anymore.
Respect, my dog. And that's a bar. If you was a rapper, brother, I would be like the album title, you know what I'm saying, the intro. And that's a message everyone definitely got to go ahead on and pursue, bro. I really do appreciate your time, man. Let everybody know where they can find you at, even though we already on it.
I mean, shoot, y'all, I'm on dang near all platforms except Clubhouse because y'all be acting a fool on there.
Yo, don't lie.
Look, y'all can find me on here, JBills_21. That's on Twitter and IG. Look, Facebook. Jalen Billups, look, that y'all can find me anywhere. Like, just look above and you'll see the name up there. So
exactly,
yeah. But just type in the name Jalen Billups and you'll find me.
Hey man, thank you so much, bro, dog. For real, stay the same, stay blessed, bro. And just congratulations, man. Happy New Year. I'm just going to say it because I see you in a good minute, my G. But keep it up, man. Just I appreciate this time, bro. And just stay the same, bro.
Yes,
thank you, man.
No worries. Be easy, bro.